Welcome to the Internet's unchallenged authority on beauty and stuff. It's time to kick back. Once again in Kimmy T's Dream House. Discover the good life. Your host is Kimmy T of the 102.9 KPLX Dream Team.
Kimmy T, and you are inside the Dream House. There was a song. Once upon a time, there was a song, and it said, "Move, beep, get out the way." And sometimes you need to tell yourself that. Sometimes you just absolutely 100% need to tell yourself to get out of your own way. You are your toughest critic. You are the harshest judge on yourself. Nobody can punish you the way that you can punish yourself. So it is very important at times that we recognize when we are standing in our own way. And when we take a look at ourselves and we know that we are in fact working against ourselves, the first thing that we have to recognize is why we're doing it. Why are you suddenly this close to sabotaging a dream? Why are you even contemplating giving up on an idea, on a relationship? Why are you giving up on that vision that you have for yourself? Because you're scared. Fear is knocking at the door, and you're actually doing the answering. When you're afraid, you try and you do everything to protect yourself. And that can mean shutting down. That can mean completely coming to a stop and quote unquote giving up for your own good. But that's you. You're in your own way. That doubt, that self-doubt that you've carried with yourself for so long is in the way of the dream. And the power of your dream, it has to be stronger than that self-doubt. Are you afraid of rejection? Are you afraid of embarrassment? What are you afraid of? And I'm pretty sure whatever it is that you are afraid of is really your own issue. So the issues that you have with yourself are causing you to get in your own way. Accept who you are. And know that you've gotten this far, baby. There, you've gotten this far, and there is no reason to turn back now. Look at yourself. Think about something that you thought was impossible, but you made it through on your own. You know, it could have been something that, you know, you didn't tell anybody that you were dealing with privately, and look at you now. You made it. Another thing to do, and how you know when you're standing in your own way. When you're holding on to the past, when you're holding on to what happened the first time you tried, when you're remembering the heartbreak, when you're focused on when it didn't work out, and instead of focusing on the magic, on the possibility, on the miracle, on the chance that what you desire is around the corner. It could be a phone call away. The universe is so full of magic and so full of just endless possibilities that why would you think that you have the answers? You got to get out of your own way, and you have to go for it. Go for it with a brand new set of eyes. Go for it as if you've never tried it before, because you don't know what can happen. This is especially true in relationships, you know, where you can find yourself getting scared, you know, about having feelings for somebody based on feelings that you had for somebody who's no longer in your life. Those feelings don't belong to the person that you're with now. Those feelings are attached to the person that is no longer there, and you gotta let that go. You gotta let that go. Anxiety is a huge, huge sign that you are in fact in your own way. And an example of anxiety is when the doomsday outcome is the first thing that happens to you. You know, you just automatically assume the worst. You know, oh, I'm going to lose my job. Oh, my. Oh, they're going to leave me. Oh, the medical report. You know, oh. You just got to calm down. And when those doomsday thoughts come, and when you're going to the worst possibility as the first outcome, you know you are in your own way, because what you're doing is that you're trying to scare yourself. You're trying to scare yourself out of the situation that you're in. You're trying to scare yourself out of going after that new position at work. You're trying to scare yourself out of that, the love that you know that you deserve, by jumping to the worst possible conclusion. And that's a sign that you are absolutely in your own way. Another sign that you're in your own way is that you are afraid to fail. And I will tell you, until, I don't know, until I stop breathing, that you can't get it wrong. You can't fail. If you are going after your dreams, if you are going after those things that you know will enrich your life to be a bigger, better, badder, phenomenal person, then you can't fail at it. You're just going to figure out a way to do it, but you can't fail. You can't fail. Fail what? What are you going to do? Fail trying? There's no way that you can fail at this. Another way that you know that you are absolutely 100% in your own way is that you're frustrated. Non-stop frustration. The frustration just does not leave. You know, you're frustrated with everything. You're frustrated with traffic. You're frustrated with the news. You're frustrated with the weather. Everything is just, if you can find a source of frustration in anything and everything, I guarantee that you are you're in your own way. You know, traffic. Okay, it happens. You know, traffic happens. What are you going to do? You know, that coworker that gets on your nerves, avoid them. But when you know that you're so easily triggered and you're just frustrated, you are absolutely standing in your own way. Now that we've gotten some signs about, you know, you're standing in your own way, what do you do? What do you do when you are the one in your own way? Well, what I do is, because I've found in my life that standing in my own way, it hurts, because you know you're not being true to yourself. I know I'm not being true to myself when I'm staying in my own way, and it hurts. And what do I do about it? I do those things that scare me. I do it. I like this podcast. You know, for a long time, people have asked me to share my outlooks on life. And, Kimmy, how can you be so positive all the time? And you have this way with words, and they're just so uplifting. And I held back. And, you know, you want to be humble, but I took a chance. Locked myself in a studio and produced it and just went with it. And I wasn't critical of the artwork, and I wasn't critical of what I said, and I just let it fly. And I have to say, it's been one of the greatest decisions of my career. And I'm just, you know, I don't know what this is going to lead to, but the response is, it's, I'm supposed to be here and I'm supposed to be doing it. Another thing that you need to do when you know that you're standing in your own way is just understand that the life is supposed to feel good. There is nothing that you can do that is going to control what happens in your life that much. Life is a gift. You know, you want to enjoy it. You want to grow. And when you're holding yourself back, when you're standing in your own way, you're stepping on your roots and you're cutting yourself off and you're not able to grow. You're suffocating yourself, essentially, is what you're doing when you're standing in your own way. It's like playing keep away. you know, no, you can't get the ball. You can't get the ball. And imagine that the ball is your blessing. It's that dream come true. And you're playing keep away with yourself. And, you know, stop hurting yourself. Another thing that you can do when you know that you're standing in your way, in your own way, is understand that you and know and start to tell yourself that you are worth it. Whatever that you're striving for, you're worth it. That relationship, that job, that position, that breaking free from the addiction, you know, just feeling better about yourself, thinking better thoughts about yourself, you know, support yourself and you'll be on your way. And I'll say but for this ground, what you can do when you know that you are standing in your own way is faith. You can't just have faith when everything is fine and dandy. Faith absolutely comes into play when you don't know. You know, it doesn't matter what kind of higher power, you know, you call to or talk to, pray to, worship. But that faith, you got to put it there. You've got to put your dreams there. You've got to put the vision of your dreams there down to the last detail. If you're dreaming to get married, what does your dress look like? What does the cake look like? What does your husband look like? If it's a job, what do your business cards look like? What's your title? What do you wear to work? What do you eat for lunch? What does your office look like? Put faith into your vision, into your imagination, where you can have whatever you want, your dream apartment. You know, maybe you can even see what number house. Maybe you want to live in house 242. You know, what does it look like? Put faith and trust in your imagination. What does your bank account look like? $250,000, $2.5 million, $25 million? It's up to you. But you got to put the faith into your vision. And when you're putting faith in your vision, it distracts you. It distracts you from your fears. It distracts you from the anxiety. When you're visioning the things that you want, when you're putting the faith and saying, you know what, I am going to achieve this. My intention is to marry this person. I am going to have their last name. I am the best. And I know this. And it doesn't matter who else does, but I know this. That's how you get out of your own way. And I'm a former person who absolutely stood in my own way for many years. And I understand that there's no magic phrase that I can say. I understand that there's no meme, there's no quote. It's that fire within, and it's that trust that within that is going to tell you, move, get out the way. And I hope it happens for you soon. And I wish you all the best. And as always, thank you for hanging out inside the Dream House.